producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. You know, obese teens are now engaging in some risky behavior. Teens with extreme obesity, which we're seeing now really more than ever. And it's staggering when you see these young people and as overweight as they are. Blows me away. I mean, they've got high blood pressure, they've got high cholesterol, and they're 14 and 15. I mean, it's a tragedy. It really is. And it can be avoided so easily, but there's so much going on in these young people's lives. And whether the parents are overweight and they're teaching that to their kids, or there's emotional issues going on and food has become their way of coping with all of it, regardless of the issue, obesity is a challenge with our teenagers. But the extreme obesity, they're saying now, is more dangerous than they even thought. The new government-funded research looked at the risk, and they know they're a major health risk for their obesity, but they really didn't understand how typical they were in terms of the teen-like behaviors. And study researcher Meg Zeller, who's a PhD, and she's staff psychologist at Cincinnati Children's Hospital in Ohio, she said that her team found that being big doesn't necessarily make teens any less likely to experiment with things like cigarettes, sex, or drugs in their normal weight peers. But because obesity is known to be socially isolating, and many of those things are tied or tried in social settings, she said that finding was a surprise. They found that all kinds of risks, like smoking, turned out to be even more common in obese students. So because they're already isolated because of their weight and they're not feeling accepted by their peers as much, they're tending to lean toward even more than regular height and weight students of their peers, maybe, you know, to what might be considered more attractive, better looking. They're actually going more toward the drugs and the sex as more alternative behavior. And they're saying that extremely obese boys are about 50% more likely than their normal weight counterparts to have even tried cigarettes or to have started smoking before the age of 13. That's incredible. That's scary. And it's sad. But although heavy girls, we're about half as likely heavy, fat, it is what it is. We're more than likely than their slimmer peers to have ever had sex. When they did have intercourse, they were nearly five times more likely to do so under the influence of alcohol or drugs. So, I mean, it's being obese and being overweight is a challenge. So you take someone that's already got a poor self-image and they're a little heavy, and maybe they don't at first do drugs and alcohol, they start eating a bunch of food because it brings comfort to them. It does stimulate brain chemistry, and it makes you feel good. So they start eating more foods that are packing on the calories, packing on the pounds. Then all of a sudden they're overweight, they don't exercise, and then the whole temptation of drugs and alcohol, sex, all that behavior that can become very addictive, and it gives them a sense of purpose, maybe a sense of position, and a sense of belonging for whatever that does, whether it's other people that smoke and do drugs or someone to have sex with when maybe things aren't good at home and you feel loved and accepted, when you maybe don't feel loved and accepted for being overweight. Your parents don't make you feel that way. Your peers don't make you feel that way. But yet turning to sex or turning to drugs or alcohol or smoking, whatever it is, it gives you a sense of belonging, especially if other people are doing it with you. But the challenge is that because they already have a poor self-image, these kids are they're saying the rates are even higher than kids that are slimmer or thinner. So it's something we really need to be on the watch for. And parents, if you've got kids that are overweight, and you think your kids tell you everything, but they're probably not. And so it's one thing to maybe dig a little bit deeper. If you're busy, if both parents are working, it's important to invest in your kids and spend time asking them the questions or build the kind of relationship with them, hopefully, where they'll open up to you and maybe share the things that are really deep down on their heart and the things that are causing them to do some of this behavior. And invest in your kids to lose weight. I mean, if you're heavy and you're a parent, make it happen. Get on a weight loss program. Get with your physician. Get with a personal trainer and come up with a game plan. Look at what your diet you're eating. Make sure you're following something like an anti-inflammatory diet, that you're taking the right supplementation, that you're exercising, that you're getting the proper rest, but that you're not just living however you have to live to make it every single day, and you're getting overweight, and you're passing that image down to your child, and they think it's okay. Because kids don't do what we say all the time. They do what we do. And if we're telling them to, or we're making the example of, hey, it's okay to be overweight, or hey, it's okay to eat whatever you want and not really take care of yourself, they're going to do that. And if they have certain genetic tendencies, they're going to gain weight, and it's going to be hard for them to lose it. They're going to get ridiculed in school and picked on, and it's going to make their self-image worse. So I think as parents, we have a responsibility to be leaders, to set an example. And if we don't, I think it's a real challenge, especially if our kids are dealing with anything with their health. And there's nothing more that frustrates me than to see a child with high cholesterol and high blood pressure and diabetes, things that you would see in like a 45-year young person. And they're 15, and they're dealing with this, but the parents are overweight too. And they're passing that down. It's frustrating because we have a responsibility to teach that to our kids. So we want to teach them to be good adults, right? We want them to be moral. We want them to make good decisions, to treat other people the way that we want to be treated, the golden rule. We want to teach them to be financially secure. They can take care of themselves and, you know, be responsible in that way. We always talk about these things. That's part of our culture. And we want that for our kids. But you really don't ever hear about how, as parents, we should teach our kids to be healthy. You want to, a good mother, per se, that really wants the best. She may be the homemaker. She cooks dinner all the time. She's going to make sure that they eat their vegetables. All right, that's pretty standard. Most parents, whoever, the dad, the mom, whoever cooks, they're going to do that. But I think it needs to be one of those things where we live that. We have to live that for our kids, not just eating fast food at home and then making some vegetables for the kids. It's like everybody needs to make it happen together. Everybody needs to not be doing the Fruit Loops in the morning with the cow's milk and the pasteurized cow's milk. If you're worried about food allergies or gluten intolerance and all that, and, you feed your kids organic eggs and fresh strawberries and whatever, but you're over there pounding down the Frosted Flakes. It's not going to work like that. It doesn't happen. It's not going to happen. You're not going to achieve the health that you can for your kids. You're not going to be a good example to lead them to do that. And we have to step up and make a difference. And with an article like this where there's peer pressure involved already, and that's something that we don't really have to deal with that much as adults. We do in our own ways, but it's nothing like it was seemingly when you're in that age bracket. And so they're just coming into their own. So they have enough to deal with. But to be overweight and then, just take them to their doctor and hope that the doctor can fix it, the pediatrician, they're not going to do anything. They've got 15 minutes to spend with them. They can encourage you about diet, but it's up to really the parents and what goes on in the home to make the biggest lifestyle influence for our kids. And like I said, they have enough peer pressure as it is and enough things to choose. If we can guide them that way and give them good choices and empower them, encourage them, and equip them on how to live a healthy lifestyle, then imagine what they will do. They'll be able to pass it down to their kids, and you will have left a health legacy. That's what it's all about.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at ncnetwork.com.
800-283-7272. Lines are open. Going to the break. Talking with Tanya, and she's been struggling with her daughter having an issue with an irregular heartbeat and speeding up and then slowing down, and the doctors have pretty much done every test they could and found really nothing to be wrong from their end, and so they gave her a beta blocker, which has a real propensity to slow things down in the heart, and they're just going to see how things go, but mom doesn't really think that's a great idea. And she's wanted to maybe get her off the caffeine, the fluids, like they mentioned, and then go from there. But you're saying she's still having a couple of episodes, right? So it's kind of concerning you.
Well, yeah, she does still do it. I mean, she didn't take the beta blocker, and she didn't want to either. She didn't want to start taking something that she would be having to take. And we're just not really big on taking medicine unless you just really have to take it. If there's some alternative, better diet, better lifestyle, you know, something like that to help. And so that's why she is doing no caffeine and more fluids and, you know, trying to get more rest and, you know, things like that to try to see if that would help, you know. And but she has still had these episodes. Maybe not as bad as before because she's doing these things, but she has still done it. And no, we haven't started taking, you know, doing that beta blocker thing yet. And that's why I called you last night.
Right. Well, here's the thing.
The deal is
when it comes to the heart, there's a couple of things to understand. If they check the thyroid and the thyroid is doing great, and even if it was a little bit off, but they said it's okay within range, that's still something to keep an eye on because the thyroid gland definitely regulates the heartbeat. I mean, we know that for sure. The other thing, too, is whenever you're under a lot of stress and, you know, with her having to, you know, work and be in school and being a senior, you know, and there's some safety that is in college. And, you know, you go through those years and you're studying and it's tough and you got to work and pay your way. And some people do and all that. And that can be stressful. But, you know, graduating and then kind of launching out into the world can be very stressful. And so you get out of your comfort zone and your world of college and now real life starts, so to speak. So that could cause some stress, too, and it could be causing anxiety in her that can mimic a lot of a heart-related condition. So if nothing showed up on the EKG, which typically you can really see a lot on an EKG if there's something going on with the heartbeat itself. But if nothing showed up there, nothing showed up on the thyroid, then it probably could be anxiety. And it could be GABA, which is a neurotransmitter. Low GABA levels can play a big role. And they can cause the actual heart itself to almost do irregular heartbeats. It can make almost a pressure within the chest that can be kind of tough. So, I mean, there's a lot that can happen from the brain chemistry side. Also, the B vitamins. We get low on B vitamins. They're water soluble. So if we're not getting the right kind of foods, a lot of the dark leafy greens, so we're not getting a lot of the Bs, then it can cause major issues within the body. And so if you're not, you know, taking a B complex type supplement can be very helpful. Increasing the dark leafy green vegetables and fruits can play a big role too. Get a lot of the Bs out of there. So, I mean, to replenish what you're getting, what you're losing, what the body's doing going under so much amount of stress, I mean, that is always a big key. So, I mean, as far as what she's dealing with, until she's addressed some of the nutritional concerns, and you can do some pretty extensive nutritional blood analysis outside of kind of the standard tests that are done to really evaluate and see exactly what's going on. So, just a couple things to think about, a couple of items to put on the checklist as you're walking through this with your daughter. I mean, I think that, you know, her, I don't know where she stands with her lifestyle choices, eating well and that sort of thing. I'm pretty much a stickler when it comes to eating a certain way, cutting out inflammatory foods, eating an anti-inflammatory diet, because when you're going through any kind of major symptoms, you always want to make sure that you have a good diet in place, that the foundation can be right. And that's one of the first things that she would want to do, is start eating the foods that will remove inflammation in the body and not really cause any major deficiencies. Making sure that she's getting a balanced amount of lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and the good healthy fats. So getting all of that. All that's really important. So just a couple things. But the B vitamins, vitamin B6, B5, all of those are critical to her overall health and especially managing what's going on with the heart. Niacin B3 is very, very important. NADH, we call it sometimes. And then also B12, all the Bs. And then omega-3 fats, the omega-3, like cod liver oil, fish oil, extremely important. So if she's not taking supplements along with a really good diet, you could probably see some issues like that. And if it's GABA, that's a whole different animal. I would ask her physician, you know, what they think about her GABA levels. And there's a lot of foods you can do. You actually, with GABA, you want to stay away from certain foods. But there's quite a few health foods. I talk about that in my book, Empowering Your Health, which you can get at empoweringyourhealth.com. That can be a great resource for you. But, yeah, I mean, the brain chemistry plays a role, especially, see, the key here is they've done all the tests, and there's nothing really showing up. So it's kind of like, we'll take this medicine, we'll see how it goes. And I know that's not going to sit well with anybody. So they're just kind of at least giving you something really to pacify along the way. But that's standard of care. So nobody's doing the wrong thing by any means. That's textbook. But if you can't find anything, just from a natural perspective, that's what I would look into. Definitely GABA levels. Also looking to see if it's a B vitamin deficiency. I mean, you can do something simple. And she can go to a health food store or lifestyle research or wherever she wants to go and start looking at B vitamins. Something as simple as that. And eating more vegetables and seeing how her body responds, increasing omega-3 fatty acids. Coenzyme Q10, ubiquinol, very, very good. All of that can be helpful and see how our body responds. But your mom, I know you're keeping tabs on it. No one's going to be more on top of it than you are. So that's just some good information, some research that's out there about that kind of condition and what could be some of the culprits. If they didn't do a TPO antibody test, thyroid peroxidase, that might be a good one to do because it shows the autoimmune tendency of the thyroid. If it was off a little bit, sometimes that can be a hidden test that would be good to do just to gather the information, okay? Thanks for the call. We'll always be here for you. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back. You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by cardiologists, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it was really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to StepOneFoods.com at StepOneFoods.com or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show and do what we can to help you, or if you want me to answer in private, we can do that as well, too. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about you. This show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. Whatever you're struggling with, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list goes on and on. But just know this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. So if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. My book is Empowering Your Health. That's what it's all about. EmpoweringYourHealth.com. You want to pick up a copy of that? And that's really what it is. It's about going from A to Z with your health and understanding that you don't have to be stuck, that you really can go to the next level with your health and with your life. Are you a big smoker? Well, the cigarette makers and the FDA now are clashing over new graphic ads. The cigarette makers clashed with the regulators of the U.S. federal court over new graphic labels and advertising that are using pictures of rotting teeth and diseased lungs to warn consumers about the risk of smoking. I love it. So the tobacco industry asked Judge Richard Leon on Wednesday for a temporary injunction to block the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's requirement for the labels pending a final decision on whether the labels are constitutional. Constitutional? Really? So the Obama administration argued, however, that the companies would not suffer irreparable harm without a preliminary injunction. So the labels are part of a 2009 law passed by Congress that requires color warnings on cigarette packages and on printed advertising, which already carry text warnings from the U.S. Surgeon General. Nobody pays attention to that anyway. So the industry says that the new graphic warnings due to and are going into effect, actually, on September 2012, forced them to engage in this type of advertising that should be something that they will agree on. So basically, so the government can tell people how to live, they're saying. Floyd Abrams, a prominent First Amendment specialist, also representing the tobacco industry, but they can't force people who sell tobacco to buy their mouthpieces. So bottom line is everybody's in a big uproar about it. And obviously the advertising can hurt. I mean, do you want to see rotten teeth with a cigarette in it? Or do you want to see some, you know, picture some young teenager that looks cool smoking a cigarette? It all sends a message. And no wonder they're frustrated. They've been doing the Marlboro Man for the last, 75 years, whatever it's been. You know, it's cool to smoke, they say. And that's what all the advertising, they want to keep people doing that. But, I mean, it's come to a point where it's like we all know what tobacco does to the body. So I'm glad they're actually putting the ads out with rotten teeth. I mean, that's just crazy. Any doctor, first thing they're going to tell you is you can get somebody to quit smoking. You're going to transform 50% of the symptoms that they're dealing with. The same thing with weight loss. So it really doesn't take to get well. It doesn't take a lot of rocket science. A lot of it really is common sense. And on this show, that's what we want to do, is we want to show you the common sense of what it takes to really get well, stay well, and live well, because you can. You don't have to be stuck. You just have to make better decisions. That's what it comes down to, making the right decisions so you can go from the next level in your health. Next level health, that is what it's all about. 888-283-7272. Lines are open if you want to give me a call. Now we're going to go to Catherine. Hi, Catherine. Welcome, darling.
Hi, how are you?
Living well, sweetheart. What can I do?
Okay. I'm concerned about an expanded GI panel. Some results on this test. The first one that I had showed a lot of yeast. It said yeast many and plus 4 geotrichum candidum.
Okay.
And the test, the results that I got just last week, no yeast isolated, but now some other problems have showed up, and I'm concerned about them, and I don't know what to do about it. One of them is pathogens / bacterial overgrowth detected, and the other one is toxoplasma positive,
okay.
And the other one is Trichinella spiralis.
Okay, so with all of this, let me just stop you right there. With all of this, what is your main concern? I understand that you've got some issues that are out of balance in the expanded GI panel that you're concerned about, but what is your main concern?
Are these parasites, this Trichinella spiralis and the toxoplasma? My doctor said I can give you a prescription to take care of this, and she said it's not, she acted like it wasn't a big problem, but she said if I give you a prescription, it's going to make the yeast come back. And I don't want the yeast come back, but I don't want any parasites either, if that's what this is. So I don't know what to do. Is there, can I use wormwood or something to get rid of this, or is this, should I take the prescription from the doctor?
Well, I mean, that's something that you're going to have to make a decision on. I mean, I'm not going to tell you which one you should do. But, I mean, if you found all of those in the study that they did, and she has a prescription that will knock it out, which I know what she's going to, I know what they're going to give you, but at the end of the day, you can do wormwood and black walnut and all that sort of thing, but if you've got all this going on, it would seem to me that you might, it's going to come down to whether you want to do it naturally or with medicine, because they're both going to work. Now, the medicine's going to have side effects a little bit, but not that bad. I mean, really not that big of a deal. And with the yeast itself, one of the best ways to get rid of yeast, you know, you can use the medications, and they will work. You know, diflucan or nystatin, they can both work. So, I mean, it's pretty much the same medication. But you know, at the same end of the day, when you're dealing with yeast, you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can to keep a good gut flora. Good gut flora is important. Probiotics are always important. Definitely be in a place where, you know, it can disrupt how your body's functioning and it can disrupt your overall quality of life, which, as you know, you're probably experiencing that right now. You got to just be careful. See, it just comes down to what you want to do. They're both going to work. Just depends on the severity of your symptoms, okay? But don't let it worry you. Your doctor's not leading you in a wrong direction. I mean, she's definitely giving you very good advice just to take the medicine that she's going to prescribe. So nothing wrong with that. It just comes down to whether it's mild, moderate, or severe case of what you've been dealing with. Okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can send me an email, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Mike right now. Hi, Mike. Oh, we lost Mike. Let's go to Don. Hi, Don.
Hey, good evening. This is Don.
How can I help, Don?
Okay, what I was calling about, I was watching a health show. I think it was an endocrinologist. He was talking about older men, probably 55 and older, measuring their testosterone level and then giving small doses, not anything large, but trying to get their testosterone level back to where it was when they were probably in their 30s. He was saying that's when your testosterone peaks and then slowly goes off. And the symptoms he was addressing with that is, of course, maybe slowing down aging a little bit, but mainly gathering more energy and helping a lot of other part of the aging process. And I was just curious what you thought of that.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that model. I've seen how they've been doing that, but I'm still a big fan of using everything you can in your own body to get it functioning or get your own testosterone levels up. And you can do that with certain herbal combinations. You can do that with exercise and your diet by getting about 30% of your diet, 25 to 30% of your overall diet in good healthy fats. That's going to keep your testosterone levels at a real strong level. So anytime you put exogenous testosterone in the body, you're going to cause negative feedback. Negative feedback is where your own testosterone levels will tend to go lower because they're not getting what they were getting, you know, or they're getting something from the outside. So it's almost making your body chill out and not work as hard. And the idea is to get your body to work harder, you know, so it's not so lazy. So your body can start producing testosterone at a better level, at a higher peak level. And that's really what you want to accomplish. So is this something you've done or just something you're researching?
It's just really something I'm interested in. I feel as I'm aging, of course, I don't have the energy that I had before. And I would like to look at natural sources like herbal things, but I don't know of any.
Okay. When you say, so your energy levels and all that have shifted, have you changed anything radically in your lifestyle, like your diet and all that, or you're just now looking into it?
Just now looking into it, I haven't changed anything radically. I think I eat fairly healthy as is. My weight's where it needs to be. I still exercise and play sports, but I don't have the energy level that I used to have.
Yeah, I got you. What is your age?
50.
Have you had your testosterone level checked?
I have not. I have not had it checked to see if I just saw this show and that just kind of piqued my interest.
Okay. Yeah, my thoughts are this. First things first, if you want to look at getting your testosterone levels up, couple of things. L-arginine, L-citrulline, both of those are known to be very helpful. Maca root is really good. Tribulus terrestris, that's a really good herbal formula. Keeping your zinc levels up is very important. Zinc is a critical mineral for testosterone production. And exercising about 20 to 30 minutes a day, about 4 days a week of high-intensity weightlifting has been proven to keep your testosterone levels up. And about 25 to 30% of fats in your diet is key as well. So that's a good roundabout. I'm not a big fan, again, of putting the testosterone in. Even at 50, you're still really young. You know, get a blood test done and have them check out your actual levels. So that's something else to think about as well. My book is called Empowering Your Health. And I talk a lot about that in there. Might be a great resource for you, okay? Thanks so much for the call. We'll be right back.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This is America's Lifestyle Coach taking the right nutritional supplements for your needs like One World Whey every day in a combined manner can make a huge difference in one's health. And unlike any other whey protein in the world, One World Whey is exclusively formulated with Tesla-like energetic frequencies during the formulation process, which impart properties that we believe exponentially enhance. Many customers say it brings alive the protein and nutrition, and they feel better, look better, have more energy, and are remarkably stronger in their health and in their life.
For nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. After only 3 weeks on One World Whey, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug-out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is your greatest wealth. No matter what anyone tells you, it was given to you for free, you know, most of us anyway, when we were born. And we spent all of our life working so hard to take care and build wealth and get a home, cars, take care of our kids and all that. And financially, it's very important. Absolutely. But we can't lose our health in the middle of it. Our health was given to us for free, and all we have to do is take care of it, making better choices every single day. That's all we have to do, is to make good choices. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health that you're going to have tomorrow. And it's true. But are you willing to? Are you willing to make those choices? I hope you are, because so many times people are not. They just let it go. And their health goes. And then you're going to spend all your money in your latter part of your days trying to reclaim your health. And you don't need to do that. Hot flashes are linked to high cholesterol. This is really interesting. Several studies now have linked hot flashes to an increased risk for heart disease. And now new research suggests a link between these menopause symptoms and increased cholesterol. The study is being presented in Washington, D.C. this week at the 22nd annual meeting of the North American Menopause Society. That's interesting in itself. Kind of interesting just to hang out. The North American Menopause Society. Societies for everything. Researchers followed more than 3,000 women in their 40s and early 50s for 7 years as they transitioned through menopause. And after taking into account other heart disease risk factors, they found that hot flashes and, to a lesser extent, night sweats to be predictive of higher cholesterol. Now, more hot flashes the women had, the higher their LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, and HDL, good cholesterol. Since the raised LDL is a major risk factor for heart attack and stroke, while high HDL is associated with lower risk for those events, the meaning and the findings are somewhat murky, the researchers say. So I think hot flashes and night sweats tell us something about women's cardiovascular risk and health, but it's also likely that the message is quite complex. Study researcher Rebecca Thurston of the University of Pittsburgh, that's what she told WebMD in the article. And so hot flashes and high cholesterol go hand in hand. They're saying there is a strong correlation. But, you know, at the end of the day, cholesterol, if it's elevated, just because it might be 190 to 220 for your total number, that's not, it's outside of the normal range for standard of care. But technically for physiology of the body, it's not that big of a deal. So if you're predisposed to heart attacks or if you've already had one, then that's a different story. But for the average bear, usually those cholesterol numbers are okay, and your body can function quite well. You always want to go with what your doctor says, obviously, but I'm just telling you what research says, especially in Europe. They've done some research on that as well. Because you need cholesterol for all your hormones in the body, and that's why they're linking some of the hot flashes, high cholesterol, and cardiovascular disease. Because you are going to have hot flashes a lot of times if cholesterol is off. And hormones are going to be off, too. And, of course, there is now correlation, I guess, with the different cardiovascular effects. So, interesting, to say the least. 888-283-7272. You can check us out online. Send me an email, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Richard now. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Living well. What's going on?
Good. I just have a question. I just got involved with a doctor who is a chiropractor, and he talks all about maximized living.
Okay.
And I'm fairly young. I don't have too many health problems. My wife, she her family history has to do with obesity, heart disease, diabetes, and I guess I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous about being on the radio.
Okay. No, don't worry about it. It's okay.
But really, he just talks about, you know what I mean, not taking medication to cover up symptoms, and that he can cure most things by taking care of the spinal cord. Are you familiar with maximized living? I know it's kind of a...
I am.
Okay. Well, I'm just calling to kind of see what your opinion is on those things. You know what I mean? Because you go to see him, and it's kind of like a pressured sale, but he does have really dramatic results with a lot of people. And
Have you talked to those people where they've had dramatic results?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like people that had diabetes, and then after he worked with them for so long, they don't have to take insulin anymore. People that were on depression medication, and then, you know, he corrected their spinal cord, and so then, you know what I mean, their organs and their brains started working better, or for lack of better terms, they didn't need to take those.
So do you have any health challenges? Is that why you're going? Do you have back pain, neck pain? Do you have any type of those? Do you have any type of structural issue that led you to go there?
Well, I do have back problems. I was in a car accident about 10 years ago, and I do get lower back pain. I probably didn't go to see my chiropractor for as long as I should have after my accident.
Right.
And so it's intermittent. It comes and goes. And my wife went, too. And he says, you know, he talks about your spinal cord and your neck should be at a 43.
Yeah, there should be a curve to it. You should have a nice cervical curve. Here's the deal. When it comes to the spine plays a role in the body, but it's not everything. You've got three sides, the mental side, the chemical side of the body, which is all the body chemistry with nutrition and everything else, and then the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves. Is the spine important to the body? Yes. Will it change everything? Will moving a bone in the spine and allowing a nerve to function better cure diabetes? That's a strong, strong statement. There's way too much physiology going in the body for that one statement. I'd be a little bit leery when it comes to just working with disease in the spine, but back pain, neck pain, headaches and all that, that's very important. But can it play a factor? Yes, it can be a factor, but it's not everything. It's about 10 to 20, maybe 30% of the total equation. Keep doing some research on that and let me know.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.